Get a concise daily market update from Charles Schwab, including the latest on U.S. and global economic news, stock updates, monetary policy decisions, and key results and statistics that may impact your trading. Schwab Market Update, an original podcast from Charles Schwab, provides an information-packed daily market recap in 10 minutes or less. Listen today at schwab.com/marketupdatepodcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
It is single best idea, and you get lucky on a rainy Thursday in New York. Scheduled was Richard Haass, the force of the Council on Foreign Relations, recently retired but working a seven-day work week, hugely in demand within the study of international relations. And it was really wonderful to do what we do on surveillance, what the heritage of the show is over two decades, which is talk to Richard Haass, is an arch-centrist representing administrations both Republican and Democratic, about the ultimate centrist, which is Joe Lieberman of Connecticut. Whatever you think of Senator Joe Lieberman and his sudden death here in the last number of days, he was someone who defined the old school centrism of another time and place. The centrist attitude is not seen in Israel. We talked to Richard Haass about Mr. Netanyahu and his Israel.
He doesn't have a partner in this Israeli government or this Israeli prime minister. All of his efforts at persuading them haven't amounted to much of anything. So he's got to go over their head. He's got to speak directly to the Israeli people about Israel's future. If it wants to remain a secure, prosperous, Jewish democratic state, it's got to choose a different path in Gaza. It's got to choose a different path in the West Bank. And I even suggested he go to the Knesset. Do it from the floor of the Israeli parliament. Take a page out of Bibi Netanyahu's book, who came to Washington, spoke from the Congress to speak against the Iran nuclear deal. But I don't quite care whether he does it from the Knesset or not. I think, though, what we're actually seeing is the administration is moving away from a policy that's predicated on persuading Bibi Netanyahu, and they're dealing much more with a policy that's either independent. We're going to provide aid. We're going to veto this resolution or introduce our own, and essentially pressuring the Israeli government. So I think it's a healthy change.
Richard Haass with the Council on Foreign Relations for decades there on the geopolitics of Israel and the president of the United States.
Get a concise daily market update from Charles Schwab, including the latest on U.S. and global economic news, stock updates, monetary policy decisions, and key results and statistics that may impact your trading. Schwab Market Update is an original podcast from Charles Schwab. Join host Keith Lansford for this information-packed daily market recap, delivered in 10 minutes or less. Listen today at schwab.com/marketupdatepodcast or wherever you get your podcasts. That's schwab.com/marketupdatepodcast.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Just a little vignette here of our world at 59th Street and Lexington Avenue across from Bloomingdale's. We're truly in Midtown Manhattan, three blocks over from Central Park. Eric Mallo and I, we're walking home today. Are there any presidents who are not in the city today? Fragile James Earl Carter is not here, but everyone else seems to be, and it looks to be a shutdown Manhattan here as we stagger through a Thursday before a longer weekend. Program note, I do want to point out that Michael McKee will be leading our coverage tomorrow on important economic data. Thrilled that Tom Porcelli and Sarah House will join us on Bloomberg Surveillance. And special thank you to Nathan Hager for coming in on Good Friday to provide coverage there. Leading our equity review today, the last day of the first quarter of trading, was Julian Emanuel. He's with Evercore ISI, and that's always an important conversation wrapped around the economics of Edward Hyman, wrapped around the market review of that economics by Julian Emanuel. They are in the market. They are not in cash. But there's some humility about how far, how fast we've come. And, of course, with Ed Hyman looking for a disinflation tendency that appears to have stalled.
The first thing we have to do is step back and say the market is exuberant, but it is nowhere near irrational. 28 times what you saw in Y2K, which would imply 6,200 or so in the S&P, wow, is exuberant. But from our point of view, with the accumulated sort of perfection priced in, and the possibility that the Fed isn't going to be able to deliver, and that 11% earnings growth, which has been basically the baseline for the last couple of months, has downside, as we think it does. The way you want to think about this is, how do you stay in your core positions with perhaps a tilt towards defense and not get scared? Because the history of making subpar returns in investing comes from selling into down markets,
yep,
as opposed to just sort of thinking about how you position when things are good as they are now.
A lot of wisdom from Julian Emanuel there, and I really want to separate out the way we do things at Bloomberg Surveillance, as we spend a lot of time talking to equity strategists and investors who understand the way to win is to be in the market, and that market timing of being in the market, coming out, going to cash, and then critically the decision, once you're in cash, how do I get back into the market again, is a real, real chore. We do talk to people that do that. They're interested in timing and all, but I really want to emphasize our view, and our view for years has been, okay, I got to be in the market. How do I participate in a market if I'm scared stiff or I'm optimistic in any of the different flavors there? It has been, I just can't say enough about the humility required here into a March 31st. This first quarter of 2024 has really been nuanced, has been a surprise of economic growth, 3.4% GDP for the final quarter of 2023. That's a wow statistic. All of that tempered by the conversation we have on economics, finance, investment. Thank you, Richard Haass, on international relations. We're on Apple CarPlay. Thrilled with that work out there with Google as well. But Apple CarPlay, download the Bloomberg Business app. And on YouTube, building this out, I can't wait to see where we are in 1 year or 2 years on a build-out of YouTube search for Bloomberg Podcasts. It's single best idea. Good morning.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Join us in Chicago or virtually on May 2nd for Bloomberg's Business Value of AI event and networking reception. This event will gather business and technology executives to share their experiences and provide insights into their strategies for deploying AI that achieves a desirable ROI. You'll also learn how companies have successfully implemented AI solutions that have improved productivity and profitability. This program is proudly sponsored by IBM. Register at BloombergLive.com/AI/radio.